This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah! Slee, I have a favor to ask of you today. You ready?
Sure.
So, my glasses that we know have been damaged.
Yep.
My glasses!
The glue on one of the sides that I'm using to hold it together is no longer holding it together. The right lens of this glass will fall out at some point during the show today. I can almost guarantee it. It's rattling in its frame as I'm moving it around. So, remember I told you last time it fell out and landed in my salad?
Yes.
So if you see it fall out, keep an eye on it. Like a foul, like an errant drive on a golf course, you know, make a mental note of where it enters the bushes.
Why were your glasses hurt again? Just tell us to people who don't know.
The details of the why are not nearly as important.
Susan told him to stop looking at his phone, and then that was
my
God
fault.
Answered.
Yes.
With whatever he answered.
Yes.
He got
the
face
gods.
Full of volleyball.
A full face full. My scratch on my nose is finally healed. I still have a little bruise in here, but I don't know if you can hear it, but
okay,
it's rattling around pretty good. It's going to fall out.
I got a question because we're on basically broken glasses.
Sure.
Okay. So I got sunglasses. I got some Ray-Bans maybe it's a long time ago. Let's say 6 months ago, something like that. Okay. And I got them. Macy's has you can buy them from Macy's, whatever. So I bought them over there.
Costco, too. Just FYI.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Costco's
Amazon?
Got everything, bro.
Yeah. Samples.
Costco, Costco has Ray-Bans and good ones.
I'm not questioning you. I'm not challenging you. None of that.
No, I'm just trying to help you that if you're near a Costco, and by the way, they replace them, too, or something.
Okay, this is where I'm getting at. Yeah. Okay. I had something happen. So hold up your glasses here for a quick second. Okay. It's not even... You know, the area where it folds. It didn't break there.
At the stem? At the hinge?
It didn't break there. It broke actually a little bit higher up.
Like here?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird.
Very weird. And it didn't even break.
That's defective.
It didn't even break like a snap, something happened. It just literally, I don't know what happened. I don't know.
It just broke.
Just came off, basically.
Okay.
Can I sell Macy's on a new pair? Because listen,
how long ago did you buy them?
About 6 months ago. That's a long time. Back in the day, let me tell you, there was.
I give it a shot.
Let me tell you, there was a like old school Slee. I'm calling the next day and I'm almost enjoying it. Like I'm having a conversation and we're going back and forth. And then eventually, I feel like they're going to cave in. I'm going to get my sunglasses.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Were these a $20 pair of sunglasses?
No.
Stop me when I hit the number. 40.
No.
50.
200.
Mm-mm. 100.
Yeah, 200 plus.
Okay, okay.
Not plus, but they're
about
probably
100.
About like 150-ish.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive.
There.
You gotta at least shoot your shot.
6 months, and you got the manufacturer warranty.
And if it just broke in a weird place like
spot.
That, yeah. Now, they may go,
They've
look.
They've been sitting there for 2 weeks broken. I haven't done anything.
Does it look like you sat on them or maybe something like that? Like, does it look like maybe it was user error or just a faulty product?
So if I had a specific instance where something like that happened, I would tell you I didn't.
No, no, I trust you. I don't know if the guy at the sunglass counter is going to.
Well, and the only reason why I'm saying it that way is because maybe they did break something like that, but I have a legitimate case of it's not one of those where it just snapped. By the way, even if it just snapped, I would tell them that it snapped. It didn't.
Well, look, you might get the guy that doesn't give a damn.
Do you know what sunglasses I'm using right now? I'll tell you exactly which ones.
Gas station ones?
No.
Oh.
I'm using the sunglasses when we were at Islands, Corona sunglasses.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm wearing all
Great.
The time now.
There you go.
Michelle's like, what are you, on spring break? I'm like, no, I don't have sunglasses.
Especially if you're not looking to get money, you just want to replace them. I would bet, I don't know for sure, but I would bet somebody will, because look, you're not taking money out of the guy at the sunglass counter's pocket. He's
I'm not.
I'll replace them for you. What do I care? Right, it's not the guy that's going to dig in on the store rules. Pretty few and far between.
I feel like you're
they're
freaking
they're
motivating
just be like,
me right now.
What's the worst that could happen? I'm sorry, you bought these 6 months ago. It's just they have a 30-day warranty, whatever it is. All right, no harm, no foul. Then you buy a new pair. But what if they go? Yeah,
no, I'm pick done out buying a new pair.
If pick out a new pair.
If I don't get these comped or like some kind
placed.
Of Yeah. I think I'm done buying. I don't want to buy sunglasses anymore that are more than like $40. I've lost too many pairs and too many have broke that I just don't want to get in that game anymore. Every 3 months or 6 months, something's happening.
Well, if you don't want to ever lose another pair, buy a pair of $25 sunglasses from the gas station or cheapies, and, mm-hmm. and you will never lose them ever right. again. You'll be 75 wearing those same sunglasses.
You take care of more of those cheaper ones than you do the expensive ones.
No,
when you
I think
like
it's
that.
One of those
you don't care.
You
just exactly.
toss them. And then they're always there.
They're always there. They're always there.
Do you guys,
give it a shot.
By the way, did any of you ever, I don't know what happened here. I used to definitely be that guy if like I had to call Cox Communications because the bill was, it went up by $10, something mm-hmm. like that. Or my mom would call me and say, hey, State Farm, this happened, something like that. I would call and I'd get it done all the time. And I actually didn't even mind the calls. I don't want to do any of that anymore.
You make more money now. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're like, oh, $10 extra.
You make more money now.
But it was more like the... It was more like the challenge of it.
I get it, and that's a part of it, but now you're like, do I really want a 20-minute telephone conversation
and
for $10?
And then
that's
I'm trying to beat the prompts by hitting pound, and that doesn't work, so then they just take me to the
representative.
Beginning.
Representative.
Listen, oh my God. I just did it with the internet company, right? So the bill went up $20.
Yeah.
It went from, you know, $20 up. Mm-hmm. And then I called the place.
Or they give you the promotion?
No. Well, that's exactly what I called. I was like, wait a minute. You guys have a rate right now that for whatever megabits you get, you pay $50 or $40. How come I'm paying double that or, you know, like it went up?
Yeah.
So the guy's like, oh, let me look into it. It is a promotion for new customers. I'm like, okay, well, then cancel my thing and let me re-sign up. And they're like, oh, we can't do that because you have an account, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, that's fine. He's like, but can I offer you the phone service? I was like, bro, I'm calling you to like comp me.
This guy's trying to upsell.
Yeah. He's like, can I offer my phone service?
Must be an incredible incentive for them to try to get you onto something else because audacity it would take to say, you know that cool price you saw on TV? You can't have it just because we've already put the hook into your lip and you can't get off the hook. But while you're here, can I sell you something else? Like they must get a huge chunk of whatever it is they sell. Otherwise, it'd be like, yeah, man, I'm sorry, that really sucks. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Not reading the room here. Right. Like I came to spend less. You're now
exactly.
You're trying to upsell.
I want to lower my bill, not get an extra. What am I going to do with an extra phone? And he's like, cancel your other line. I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah, man? That's insane. Yeah, that's insane.
I have less patience to do all that stuff.
And it's not going to make or break your day.
Look, you did it with Spirit Airlines. Go do it with Macy's. Yeah.
All right, I'm in. No,
you should give it a shot. There's no downside.
I brought it up here. Now I'm motivated to go make it happen.
Tweet
at Macy's.
Them and say, do better. At Ray-Bans.
Did that ever bear any fruit, Em?
No, I flew on a different airline to get to Denver. So, no, fruit was not born.
By the way, roars to you this morning. You seem like you got a little bounce in your step this morning.
Yes, I achieved quite possibly the high of my entire life last night.
Go on.
My trivia team finally won, guys.
Orale.
We finally won. We had to bring in some ringers. My friend Miranda decided to bring some of her friends from work, life, whatever.
It's like NIL here.
So one of the aspects of this trivia is each round, it's questions, but then they'll play a song and you have to name the artist and the year that the song came out.
No shot.
Yeah. So usually, and they give you points if you're within 2 years of when the year comes out. So anyway, it's a lot of like 70s and 80s. And so lot of time, I know, you'd probably do really good on this. So sometimes we'll like be around there like, sounds like this. And a lot of times it's also a clue for one of the questions. Anyway, okay. So one of the friends that was the ringer, she's a music supervisor for movies and television.
Cleaning house.
So it was a great little extra 3 or so points
there
over there.
There you go.
And you know what I won it on? I won it on my O.J. Simpson knowledge.
There you go. Look.
I won it on my special interest is O.J. Simpson.
The O.J. case is the gift that keeps on giving. It is endlessly fascinating and appalling and riveting and apparently can win you a pitcher of beer? Is that what it is?
It's $50. So it's maybe two
couple pitchers of beer. Yeah.
So good. What's funny too is when I sat down, I was one of the first people there for trivia because I got there kind of early because I didn't know what the traffic was. So
you were warming up. You were stretching.
Yeah, I was Googling furiously things that might come up.
She's trying to memorize Google before the trivia.
People are walking by. What is she doing?
One thing I do look up is birthdays, celebrity birthdays, which I do for a show, but I look up a bunch because that's typically a lot of the questions have to do with celebrity birthdays. Anyway, so I sit down and I have my beer, and one of the guys that works at Brennan's, which is where I go for trivia, and he comes over and he's like, "Hey, you're the first person for trivia. It means that you're going to come in first." And that's like, "Ha ha, we always come
good
in third."
One.
And then right when we won, he's like, "I told you." And I was like, "Anyway, it was a great night. I was very happy."
Do you award yourself like a WWE championship belt, or do you do something?
So they take a picture with you, and then they give you little tokens, and then we get posted on their Instagram.
Ah,
and so that's where.
Very nice.
And then I stayed up to watch the Survivor episode. It was I'm running on very little sleep, but a lot of adrenaline.
What's their Instagram? I want to see this picture.
Head Games Trivia. I don't know if they even posted it yet.
Okay. Well, so,
how about Arsenal, though, your team?
Oh, get out of here. we were trying to have a win yesterday. They just lost to Bayern Munich. They're out of the Champions League.
Nothing.
And so my friend, who's also on my trivia team, is the ones who got me to be Arsenal fans. So they were in a poopy mood. And so then we were like, let's just make sure.
You redeemed yourselves.
Let's make sure we have a good night tonight. We had a good night last night. And we had thank you to the ringers that were brought in. And maybe they'll be a part of the team going forward.
Did you just know the OJ stuff just right off the top of your head? Like, you didn't even have to consider it?
They said, like, this topic. So the round is you nominate one person from your team to come up, and it's
do you know the
like,
topic before you pick the person?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and it's kind of like you stay, it's kind of like you're betting on yourself. So first round, you can either take the points and sit down, or you can keep going.
Yeah.
And I knew once they said O.J. Simpson, I'm like, oh, I'm going. And
she looked like O.J. Simpson running up to the stage. She's hopping over tables and knocking fools out of the way.
So there was three questions that supposedly got progressively harder as they got on. So the first question was, what is the car that was used the race? And the car chase.
Eclipse.
Yeah, of course.
Totality.
Right, of course.
Eclipse.
So obviously, Ford Bronco.
Sure.
White Ford Bronco, to be specific. They didn't give you extra points for saying that. And then the next round was, what was interrupted during the car chase?
Everything.
The broadcast.
Life.
Looking for the NBA Finals. And they said they'd give you a bonus point if you had the matchup. And so I got both of those right. And then the last one was how many number of people watched the car chase, the police chase. And it was 95 million. No, it was 92 million.
I think it's 92,
and then
yeah.
If you got within, the closest person to that got it. And I said 95 million. And so.
That's really close.
We got it. So, shouts out to us.
Judge Ito
she
over
was
here.
To go.
And our team name is We Out Pizza the Hut. No offense to Pizza Hut. We are attempting to out Pizza the Hut.
I now have an idea that I will float to you coming up here in just a little bit. But we'll see. I think it's going to work out. I think it's going to work
also
out.
Also, a big night for me tonight.
What do you got?
A new Taylor Swift album.
Another one?
It's coming out tonight.
I feel like she has
at 9 p.m.
How many songs does she have in her?
Weeks.
She's
got
prolific.
A billion songs. Yes.
Yeah. Prolific.
It's great.
Will there be a Travis Kelce song on this album?
We don't know. She supposedly
you're
wrote
like
this.
You're like the T-Swizzle whisperer. You should know these things.
I don't know the lyrics
is
yet.
Is she pretty good at keeping everything under wrap?
What do you mean?
Like, is
are there any leaks?
Yeah.
There are quote-unquote AI leaks. I think Cody played one a couple weeks ago. There are quote-unquote AI leaks that aren't actually the leaks of the songs that people are circulating. But she's been having this pop-up at the Grove where you can go take pictures, but there's like Easter eggs.
Take pictures of what?
At the pop-up. So it's
but
like
what's
a,
in the pop-up, I guess?
So it's like books and like...
merch?
Not merch, but it's like books, statues. But like, if you look at it closely, there's Easter eggs for what's going to be in the album.
Any Travis Kelce jerseys hanging on the wall?
No Travis Kelce jerseys. I think this one is mostly about her two most recent ex-boyfriends before. So,
there's a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Totally shocking that she writes about her love life.
How long does it take you to memorize some of these song lyrics?
Depends on the song.
Okay.
I think that it depends on like the hook and everything, but usually I try to, like tonight, I'll listen to fully one
when
time
it,
through.
When does it get released?
9 p.m. tonight. It's an hour and 1 second long. No, hour 1 minute long.
The whole album?
Yes. So
that's not so bad.
On purpose, right?
Sorry?
Hour and 1 minute on purpose?
I'm sure maybe, there's a probably. Reason, Jorge.
Yeah.
And there's supposedly an announcement coming out in 45 minutes because there's a countdown clock on her website.
Well, there goes Emma.
So who knows, guys?
She'll be
who
gone
knows?
At 11.
So
long gone.
If you hate Taylor Swift, don't listen tomorrow.
All right, so Lakers and Nuggets Saturday. I got a question for you. No one's asked that. I haven't heard anybody ask this that I think is pretty interesting. What if they win?
Okay.
What happens after that? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. And for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So we got Rabbit Hole coming up later on in the program at 12:30 M.
Mm-hmm.
12:30. I have a good one.
I copied Emily.
I'm excited to tell you guys about this one because I think I feel vindicated, but I'm not quite sure. So I want to share that with you guys. That's coming up at 12:30. Hey, did you see? Coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, 20, 25 minutes. And we got our draft coming up at noon?
Yes.
Noon. What are we drafting today?
We are drafting hosts because it is Conan O'Brien's birthday, one of me and Slee's favorite hosts of Late Night. And so we thought all hosts are on the table. A movie that's called Host, a host of a reality show, a host of Late Night Show, anything.
So I can
podcast,
take
radio, everything.
I can take the monkey from Outbreak.
Sure.
I would because he was the host of the Mutaba virus,
yeah.
Which wiped out, you know, basically all of San Francisco in that movie.
I would take that. I would take
him early.
You could take Steve Mason. You could take Jim Rome. Who knows?
Nah. Keep going. I don't want either one of those.
Any of the Jims out there. All Jimmy, right. Jim, James.
Yeah, I like Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel will be
you could take,
on the list for sure.
You know, I don't know, Johnny Carson because
I do like Johnny
you know,
Carson.
You grew up watching him go to bed, like I went to bed every day.
I don't like your insinuation. However, I did enjoy watching Johnny Carson when he was the host of the Tonight Show. He was very good at
so
it.
So if there's hosts that you think that
Jack
we should
Parr.
Draft, let us know. Yeah, exactly.
Jack Benny, I think, was another one. That
Ed Sullivan.
Years ago. Okay, I'm not old enough to know Ed Sullivan, but I've seen the Ed Sullivan show, like clips of it and things. Were the 60s, 50s and 60s that bad? Like that past is like stuff that people watched, really?
They had very little to watch.
I get, but all the more reason that whoever was on should have been
good.
Really good. You could pick from literally anybody.
They didn't know any better. I think that's the whole thing.
And now, the Beatles.
Exactly.
Magic's probably going to go early, right? Magic's going real early in this one.
And again, with that, with sports-wise, you could take someone who's the host of a studio show. So if you really like someone who's the host of the studio show,
it's good.
That's on there too.
Do you remember Howard Stern going on Magic Johnson's talk show?
No.
And just obliterating him on his own show? It was unbelievable.
I'll have to watch that. No, I have not seen that. I've never seen that.
It was something. And I don't know if the show lasted another week or two. It was like, yeah, it's probably time to pull the plug on this.
Probably don't invite Howard.
Howard knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Howard knows what he's doing. All right, so Lakers and Nuggets on Saturday.
Yep.
2-7. Lakers, you know, earned the number 7 spot. I think it's probably the right way. And I get it. It's a bad draw. They haven't beat them at all this year. They got swept in the playoffs last year, 4 in a row. It's not great. It's not the matchup you're looking for, so to speak. But I don't think it's a zero chance that they win this series, right? I don't think it's likely. We both kind of came to this number independently. You said about a 15% chance. I said 1 in 5, which is 20%. Yeah. So we're close. We're getting a shot. Not a great shot, but a shot. Play this out with me. What if they win? What if, you know, that for 4 nights, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, D'Angelo Russell, and the entire cast of
just
characters.
Just got to go 4-3.
Just go.
4-3 over 7 games.
Off. Mm-hmm. Maybe Darvin misses the bus and everything works out. Right? They coach themselves on any given night. Mm-hmm. Maybe something weird happens to put them. You can laugh at that. That's funny. It's okay.
No, it is funny. It is funny.
It's okay.
He's got to get 4 of them.
Yeah. So he misses the bus. They lock him out or whatever happens, and they coach themselves. They win the series. What has to happen after that? Do you have to win the whole thing? Like, is that open up the entire road for, okay, you just took out the biggest, baddest guy. You are playing great basketball. You did find a way to do the thing that nobody thought you're doing. If they turned around and in the next round played Minnesota and got clipped, is it all for naught? Is it just like, oh, what a disaster? Or just merely beating the team that I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the best team. They're the defending champ. Does just beating them make it successful?
So it kind of takes me back to last year. Last year, I think you got that free pass of you made it to the Western Conference Finals. Okay, you lost to the team that eventually won the entire thing. And I don't want to say it's okay, but you know what? We weren't expecting them to go that far.
Agreed.
If you face the Nuggets in the first round and you take Denver out however you do it, it doesn't matter how it happens. It doesn't matter if everyone's healthy, if they're not. It actually really doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. If you beat them, well, I guess maybe health. Health would have something to do with
it. But
let's just say they beat them.
They advance. They're through it.
Yep. I think now if everyone is favoring the Denver Nuggets to get to the NBA Finals, if everyone is favoring Denver to be up against the Boston Celtics and you got that far, I don't think the taste in your mouth is going to change if you beat Denver and then lost to Minnesota in the next round.
I don't think so either.
Or you beat Denver and then beat Minnesota, but then lost to the Mavs in the Western Conference Finals. I think if you beat Denver,
you got to punch their ticket.
The expectation is at the absolute worst, you're back in the NBA Finals.
And even then, right? And maybe it's the Celtics. It's certainly seeming like it's headed that way, the Jimmy Butler down and everything. But anyway, it just feels like the Celtics are inevitable, at least as far as coming out of the East goes. Even then, it's like, look, it's your last great chance to get this thing done. And again, this presupposes them beating Denver. You'd still have to beat 2 more Western Conference teams. You'd still have to beat the Eastern champ.
But if you beat Denver?
But you've cleared the highest hurdle at that point. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you know, stupid cliche, but it's kind of a downhill ride from that point, or at least it's a flat ride. It's not going to get any harder than that. And the disappointment of, hey, listen, the guy that was supposed to knock us out, we took them out. It changes everything. It's not like, hey, man, okay, this is found money.
No,
Last year,
I agree.
Once you beat Memphis, kind of found money. Certainly once you beat Golden State, it's like, we were never supposed to be where we are right now. Let's see what happens against them. They got swept. It's like, that was a pretty good year. Not like the Lakers. We talked about the other day.
I'm with you. Pretty good year. That's how I honestly feel. I thought last year was a pretty good year.
It was a pretty good year. Not what the Lakers want, but it's a pretty good year. It'd be hard to think, oh, we didn't get where we're supposed to go, especially the way that the year started.
Yep.
This feels like they finally are playing the right guys in the right order at the right time. They're winning. I mean, simply put, they're winning.
They're 19-6 with the starting lineup. 3 of those games, AD left early.
Take out the number one team, even though they're not the number one team, the best team, the defending champ. I don't know how anything at that point beyond punching your ticket is considered successful. As weird as it sounds, your hardest matchup is starting on Saturday.
The funniest conversation of it is, until you brought it up, I never really thought past Denver.
Well, it's a big ask.
I don't even, to be honest with you, I'm not even thinking past, like, they play Saturday and Monday. I can't think past even those 2 games. I know you and I were talking a little bit about this yesterday. if you're down 0-2,
that's it.
Coming back to crypto, that's it. You're not winning 4 of 5 against Denver. That's not happening.
That's it.
Okay. If you're 1-1, coming back on Thursday, you know, you got that game Saturday, Monday. I have the way you're describing, let's just say you beat them. My head hasn't gotten there.
Yeah.
And it's partially because I just know how good Denver is. And you're looking at these first two games. Can you walk away 1-1 after these first two games? If you actually beat the Denver Nuggets and you put them in your rearview mirror, and now all of a sudden you're looking at it, almost doesn't even matter who the next opponent is. If you took out the big bad wolf, aren't you supposed to then just
that's
handle
what I mean.
Business?
The most challenging opponent that you're going to face. Look, I know that it's weird. It's sports. Stuff happens. They beat the Celtics in Boston without their two best players. I'm not saying that that's an indicator, but they can beat the Celtics. They haven't beaten the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. In their last 8 attempts, they haven't gotten it done. They can beat the Celtics.
Do you think if they beat Denver, Torian Prince would go back in the starting lineup?
I know. It took 50 games to take him out of the starting lineup, so who knows how many it would take to put him back in.
Get some more data.
Let's try a phone call here. Let's go to Upland and Richard. Richard, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. I'm excited about Denver. You know, we have lost them 8 times in a row, but think about the way we lost this season. You know, a few games we were up with a couple minutes left, and Jamal Murray just did what he does against the Lakers. Last year, we were in every single game in the playoffs. I mean, Jokic arguably played the best half. You know, Jamal Murray scored 23 points. In the fourth quarter, we only lost by 3. So I don't think it's as much of a mismatch as a lot of people think. But if we do get past Denver, that's not enough. We got Denver. We got Phoenix. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you said it. If you get past Denver – I mean, your thought process got to be completely different. I mean, it's got to be completely different.
You know what else happens, too, if you beat Denver? Everyone, and Ireland's been saying this forever, and I'll be honest, I kind of roll my eyes when I hear it most of the time, but I think it becomes way more true in this scenario is nobody wants a piece of that after that. Mm-hmm. That the Lakers feeling really good about themselves. The only way that they're going to beat them is if LeBron and AD are awesome. LeBron and AD playing awesome. They have been. It's not like they got hot yesterday. They've been pretty good for about a month and change. Mm-hmm. And roll it in, beat the best team. That's one of those uh-oh. That is a real uh-oh moment for the rest
of
the league.
Is it possible to say this moving forward? You know, they're 0-8 in their last 8 games against Denver. They won 2 before that. Can we say they're 2-8 in their last 10?
I mean, you can say it however you want.
I don't know what they did the 10 before that. Because if I could start maybe averaging this out, we're getting a little closer.
Lifetime record.
We're starting to get a little bit closer to 500. Now we're talking
Magic
coin flip
Johnson
in this series.
Was dominating Alex English. That Kareem used to kick Dan Issel's butt back in the day. So
what was the record when Carmelo was there?
Right. Exactly
I need
right.
More of an average.
All right. Oh, by the way, there's something else on the table for not just the Lakers, but for LeBron James in particular, if in fact they could pull off that upset. That's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. And you don't have to pull off an upset. You just got to pick more or less, Lee. That's Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the daily fantasy sports app that's leading North America. Over 3 million users. And it's because it's easy and it's because you can win. You pick between 2 and 6 players. You decide more or less. Shohei Ohtani going to get more or less than a hit and a half tonight. Is Mookie Betts going to have more than a hit and a half tonight? That's Prize Picks. More, less, pick between 2 to 6 players and you can win big.
All right, NBA right now, we're right in the thick of the playing tournament. You got the Sacramento Kings taking on the Pelicans. That's coming up on Friday. Obviously, the Miami Heat is going to be going up against the Chicago Bulls. So you still got all these games. And then starting Saturday, the NBA playoffs start. It's fun. It's easy. It keeps the games entertaining. You can watch games that aren't even associated with your specific team. Just download the app today. It takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. Use that code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So what's the strategy, Em, when Taylor Swift's new album comes out tonight? Do you listen to it from track one?
Are we
one
all listening together, or how are we doing this? We're going to get our Zoom?
Is there a Norteño bonus track?
Honestly, would be a great bit if you guys did listen to it so that you guys can come back at me if I'm saying, this is the best thing since sliced bread masterpiece.
Well, you're lost my Pandora, so
let me go against
to
track five. So my strategy is I'll be home at 9. I will likely... maybe have a gummy just so I can experience it. I put on my noise-canceling headphones. I put my phone away, and I just listen to the music.
Okay.
I just listen
cool.
to the music one time through. I will not stop anything. I listen to it in order. Try to see what kind of stories he's trying to tell through the entire album. So that's the first time through. Next time through after that.
This is no skipping, no,
no
nothing,
no
just
skipping,
all the way through.
Just kind of see the first vibe. Second viewing or second listening is probably going to be the next day. And
that's that was my next question. You wait to kind of take it all in, and then you don't run back from the top all over again.
Probably not.
Okay.
And then the next day is when I kind of try to like, okay, who is she talking about here? What is a specific lyric choice here? Like, why do I like this? I get more specific on the second time through. So by the time you guys see me at 10 a.m. tomorrow, it's probably going to be 2.5 times through, if not 3 times through.
3?
It's only an hour. So it's only an hour.
But,
it's 3 hours
hour
of time.
So you'll have it twice tomorrow morning?
Probably.
Wow.
It'll probably be the entirety of what I listen to from when I wake up in the morning until I start our prep at 9. So, yeah.
How many songs would you have memorized by that time?
Probably none.
Okay.
Again, it depends on how catchy it is.
All right.
So there's some... Oh, wait. I have an idea for a game we can play later in the show. I actually gave it away to Greg a couple, maybe a month ago. But I'm assuming you guys probably didn't play that game. So we'll play it later.
All right. Not Last Man Standing?
No.
Not,
not Last Man Standing.
1 hour and 1 minute.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That feels
but
specific.
I will probably have tweets and my first reactions. I'll probably say, hey, first reactions, here's the songs I like, here's the songs I don't like. So if you are a Swiftie,
what's the ratio?
Along.
Let's just for the sake of round numbers, let's say there's 15 tracks on this album. Will you like 12 of them, five of them?
Probably, like I'll probably have 2 or 3 favorites that I'm like instantly going to be in rotations of one I like. And I will probably like 12 of them, but like varying levels of first listen like.
How many will you hate?
Probably 2 or 3.
Okay. That's,
and hate's a strong word.
I
probably won't go back.
Is fun. We've
is
been
there
over
a
this.
Theme to her songs that you don't like?
It's hard to put like a little pin in it.
Yeah.
It's an easier answer with songs I do like. She has two producers she mostly works with. Aaron Dessner of The National and Jack Antonoff of Bleachers and other things. He's the producer for me, all these pop girlies. If it's Aaron Dessner on it, I will immediately like it 100,000% because his lyricism it hits me more than what she does with Jack. So Folklore Evermore was more of a Aaron Dessner joint than it was
Jack.
A Jack Antonoff joint.
Freaking hate Jack.
Very surface. I mean, everybody knows that.
Exactly.
I was expecting a deeper cut
from
him.
Yeah, just
saying.
Anyway, sorry,
guys.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
Jack
Gage
has
in the house.
Been very disappointing.
Kind of let me down. I just... I thought we'd get some insight. I didn't think that we'd just have this very obvious, like, oh, hey, who's
Jack's
good at baseball?
Doing it again.
Shohei Ohtani's good at baseball. Great, great.
Yeah, I'm going in on Michael Bush right now. Everything. So that's where this is.
No, you're going in on some junior college guy
that just
hit a couple of home runs in a game. Yates is here.
What up, Yates?
Usually you're later in the day.
What yeah, up, I'm Yates? Actually not doing television today. Momo and I are taping an episode of ESPN Daily.
Ah,
and
okay.
So,
what's the topic?
And also because... So there's certain things about my life where I'm a mega old man, one of which is getting my password changed, and I was like, I'm taking it to IT. I can't deal with the phone calls. I don't know my security questions. Case-sensitive stuff drives me nuts. I'm just giving it to my homie down there. Shouts to Arsenio, and I'm like, just change it. Please, fix it all for me.
So. What's your daily topic?
Daily topic is we were talking about Donald Sterling.
Oh, well, so she's the right person to talk to.
She's the expert, but I don't know if you saw. Hold on. The big reveal here. Ta-da!
You got your Shockers lid.
For those who can't see, I'm wearing a Wichita State Shockers hat, a place where one Travis Rogers has played baseball.
Multiple times.
I texted
got
him
lit up all over the yard
a picture
in Wichita.
From the yard, and he said, do they still have that goofy infield,
do you remember
outfield,
that thing?
Turf grass setup? Yes.
Yeah.
I was sitting with the guy who was the pitching coach for Wichita State forever, and okay. I asked him about it.
Yeah.
He was like, I was hoping you didn't bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. So they had this weird setup at Wichita State Stadium in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
Where, and I forget which was which. I think the infield was turf and the outfield was grass.
Yes.
It might have been the other way.
That's typically how they did it, and that's what it was.
It's like, what the hell is
that's
this?
Odd.
Like,
what? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Either grow grass or don't.
It's a thing in a lot of colleges.
Take a pick.
Because they'll, and some are even more complicated.
Are they playing soccer in the outfield
some
or something?
Some will have grass infield, turf dirt. And turf outfield. Some will have...
It was so dumb. Still to this day, that's how it is?
No, they've completely redone it with all turf.
Say,
but
what?
It's also, it's not real dirt. You know what I mean? It's turf, brown turf is what it is.
PK Park up in Oregon, where the Ducks play, is there's the only dirt on the field is on the pitcher's mound.
Yeah.
There's not a speck, all the cutouts, all the batter's box, it's all turf. They're only on the pitcher's mound.
Warning track.
Gazy.
Warning track.
It's weird.
Bro, this is what college baseball is these days. Hmm. You'd be surprised. Anyway, Wichita, shout out.
Did the dents still in the wall?
From when you were giving up blast.
You should sign Travis Rogers.
It was
cool setup though.
That was
cool
not setup. That was not a pitcher friendly place for your boy.
Well, they were also a powerhouse back then.
They're really good.
Know? So yeah, they went to the College World Series like six times in a row in the 90s.
Do you know
I think
that
Darren Dreifert was in the Jayhawk League the same
Darren
time?
Darren Dreifert's
there.
Father Michael was sitting right next to me
really
in the luxury box. We talked.
I
like
think
an
Darren
hour.
Dreifert was one was owner of one of those dents off of me.
Did you know that Taylor Swift's album comes out at 9 p.m. tonight?
So I saw a text from somebody who I would consider of your world, Emily. And it
Surface.
Said, I hope y'all aren't listening to those leaks. And I was like, I wonder who this is about. Is it, were there leaks?
So there's AI leaks. Yeah, they're not real. They're not real.
You didn't tell them about the leaks. Yeah, so I heard there were leaks, but I couldn't figure out who it was about. So
we'll
as soon
find
as I
out
walked
tonight
in,
if they're real.
And I heard her talking about a release tonight, I was like, oh, those must have been
Taylor.
Maybe
the entire release is AI. Did you ever think about that?
Honestly, could be. She's being innovative, and she's just having an AI album.
The next stage in artistry is to punt on your artistry and let
and
a computer
just let
do
somebody
it.
Else do it.
So
right, exactly.
It's so funny because she's kind of like punted on the marketing up until this week of this album. Most of the times, if you're releasing an album in a couple months, you're going to do press, you're going to do like ads, you're going to do everything leading up. Honestly, she did almost no advertising or promotion for this until this week,
I mean,
just to see if she could do it, and she's still going to chart.
This is known as the Beyonce playbook at this point. Which
I mean, even Beyonce
she
did
bought
Carby,
Google
Cowboy
ads.
Carter a couple of months out.
That's true. That's
she
true.
Bought Google ads. That's basically... Taylor Swift has a billboard next...
She's one of the few... people/entities that does not need to promote.
No. Right, and also all news about anybody she knows is also news about her to a certain extended way. So, yeah, Jason Kelce losing a ring in a vat of chili. That's Taylor Swift news as far as I'm concerned.
God, I love a good chili. All right, we got some phone calls coming up in a bit. If you're on hold, stay there. Want to get into what the Lakers beating the Nuggets in the first round does for LeBron specifically, but coming up next, Hey Did You See? Foo! Coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, did you see that Yates is hanging out with us as well still?
What
so
up,
he's going to participate in.
Thank you.
Hey, did you see? Foo, what do you got, Jorge?
All right, Foo. So last night I went out, you know. I took my mom on a little date night.
Oh,
I
saw the on Twitter. It's awesome.
I took her to see her favorite artist, somebody she grew up watching and listening and, you know, everything. Luis Miguel.
Nice.
We went out to see Luis Miguel concert. Iconic artist in the, you know.
What venue?
Crypto.com.
Yep.
Sold out, packed house, 20,000 people or possibly more. We had an incredible time. It's just one of those memories with my mom that, you know, I'm never going to forget that. So it got me thinking, what memories do you have with your parents? That is unforgettable memory do you have with your parents? Like me, I did with my mom yesterday watching Luis Miguel, one of her favorite artists.
It's an easy one for me. And thankfully, none of my kids are listening right now, so the other two will not feel left out. But I vividly remember telling my folks, Susan and I telling my folks when she was pregnant for the first time.
Oh.
And the look on their face and how excited they were and how happy they were for Susan and I, because, you know what you're getting into at that point.
Right.
It's like, okay, you know what you signed up for, right? That this is a game changer. Forever.
Literally, yeah.
But it was, I remember exactly where we were sitting. I remember it was at lunch. I remember every single detail about it the first time we told them that Susan was pregnant.
Besides when I got to bring my dad in here into the television station to show him my job, there was a second moment where my dad came with me to Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
And he got to watch a couple Little League games with me, and that was sort of the closest me and him kind of ever were in our lives in terms of our day-to-day and what I was doing. So it reminded him of a different time as well in terms of watching the kids and see how they interacted with everything. And he just kind of liked the flow of the town and all that. And it was just a really cool time, kind of a throwback to a different era. I've got one really cool picture out of it. But yeah, that was very similar. Baseball, shocker, it's involved.
Absolutely.
We are going to Hawaii like 10 years ago, something along those lines. And I was going because a good friend of mine was getting married. And I told my mom, who knew the family very well as well. We kind of all grew up together. They lived right down the street. So I told my mom, why don't you come? She'd never been to Hawaii, any of that. Knowing that I was telling my sisters to come as well. We're going to stay kind of in but my mom had no idea they
were
coming.
Your sisters were coming?
They had no
idea.
Oh,
that's cool.
So
that's cool.
Mastermind.
It's literally. My nieces were all coming. Everybody was coming. And my mom was sitting there at like a coffee shop / ice cream. You know, you get gelatos, whatever it is. And they just showed up. We're already in Hawaii, and she had no idea what the hell was going on. So, like, I know that's a great memory for her.
That's so sweet.
You would have been a TikTok star if you'd filmed that. There's tons of those that I watch routinely
So mine is when my dad drove me out here. So it's, like, not always, like, the most lovely memories. So, like, my dad's had health issues, and I don't spend a lot of time with him because, you know, I'm here, and I've always kind of lived outside of Virginia, but he, like, said he would drive me across the country, and we did, and we had to deal with me, like, my car breaking down, but, like, he was, like, the point person. He took care of me so well, and, like, just, like, whatever you needed, he got me, like, wine if I needed a drink at the hotel. He let me have the bed. He took the couch. He got me here. He, like, dropped me off at my house. He, like, explored my neighborhood for me. He was like, oh, here's this coffee place. Here's this, like, pizza place you'll like, and I'm getting choked up thinking about it. But, like, it was just a great way of
that's
him
awesome.
To take care of me. So
that's great.
Speaking of choking up yesterday, me seeing with my mom getting the selfie, I was like, oh, just, you know, she's seen him before. But the fact that I got to take her.
It's
and
that you took her. The artist is great. Yes, and I'm sure she loved watching the performance. But it's that she was with you.
Now, let me tell you.
And you took her to something that you knew she would love. That's the feeling.
Let me take a page from Clinton's book. Check this out.
Oh, bam!
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Well done, sir.
We got this. Look at this.
Look at the t-shirt. It even matches the LAFC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me set this up for you guys. So I call my mom yesterday. I'm like, hey, mom, listen, what are you doing today at 8 o'clock? She's like, oh, you kind of got me like in a pickle here because I have your brother's senior night. He plays high school baseball, so it's senior night for him in his high school. And the game's at 3, so I should be out by 5:36, depending on how fast the game goes. And I said, okay, do you have plans for 8 o'clock? She's like, as of now, no. Maybe take this guy to a pizza party with his teammates, whatever. And I said, because I was thinking of taking you somewhere at 8 o'clock. And then she's like, well, where were you going to take me? I said, downtown L.A. Maybe we can, go catch something in downtown L.A. She's like, but I need to know, what am I dressed appropriately for this? I'm like, because I'm coming out of a baseball game, dude.
Right.
And then I said, it doesn't matter. Just, whatever you're wearing, meet me at my place and we'll drive from here. She shows up in nothing but baseball gear, baseball mom, high school gear, right? Tennis shoes and stuff like that.
She's
and
like, you didn't tell me. Yeah, I'm right. Coming.
So then she's like, where are we going? I was like, we're going to Luis Miguel. She's like, dude, you should have told me. I could stop by Macy's or
right,
something.
I would have popped over the outfit. Yeah.
But it was fun. Now, my other question is, somebody from the station, I don't want to throw them under the bus and tell you who it is, but I just want to.
Mason.
Yeah, no, it's not Mason. even though there was a guy in front of us who looked just like Mason.
Oh, really?
Gray hair, glasses, watch. I even took a picture. I'll post it later.
Side
Mason. I thought it was Mason. But maybe this person who was sitting in our section was in a different section throughout the concert. But if the concert starts at 8 o'clock, why are you pulling up to your seats at 9:15? 9:20.
Is there an opener?
Yeah.
There was no opener.
Okay.
Did they know that?
How long? It was an hour late to Luis Miguel.
Is it possible that they were in another part of
arena hopefully,
and only got to their actual seats?
Hopefully that was the case.
I pulled that move. Hopefully. You get invited into the box.
Right.
You're like, you know what? Yeah. I'll get to the seat whenever I get to the seat kind of thing.
Hopefully that was the case. But if you're taking your mom or somebody that to share, you don't show up late, do you?
No.
You don't show up late, but I will say this. I think maybe it's a very casual event to them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not something that was... I mean, I'm still trying to come. I'm coming at 8:30. I'm not coming at 9:15. But there are times... I'll give you an example. You got tickets to a baseball game. And you're like, do I want to go? Am I going? You show up in the third inning. All right, the world's not going to end.
Right.
But this is basically the equivalent of showing up in the sixth inning.
I can't... What you just described, and it's not because it's baseball, I can't show up late to things.
Yeah,
I can't.
It's
you
a different
telling
mindset.
That story is creating anxiety for me.
Airport, you love airport.
I cannot,
with Susan.
If it starts at 7, I need to be there at 6:45 in my seat, ready to go. Like the
travel.
There's no good reason for it. I'll just show up in the third inning. But it starts in the first inning.
Well, some
you
people
need to be there for that.
I believe Scott Kaplan's the one who shows up in the fourth and leaves in the ninth, as opposed to some people who show up for batting practice and leave in the fourth. That's what I do these days.
Yeah.
I'll show up early and leave early rather than show up late and leave late.
My anxiety level was 6:45. Mom, where are you?
Yeah.
Yes. 7. Are you close by? 7:05. She's like, I just pulled up. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, so we're
7:30. We left. I was like, we made it. Because then somebody told me, he opens up at 8:30, 8:40. So
yeah,
be okay.
You got an inside guy. You know when the set list is.
It's my problem, but it's a problem. I just can't do it. All right, Lakers and Nuggets on Saturday. We're gonna do a little hypothetical that if they win, then what? In particular for LeBron James. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.